Now, in between the second and the third circle, the circle of Vajras and the circle of lotuses, one often finds a circle of eight graveyards. Strictly speaking, these are burning grounds, cremation grounds. And what do these signify? In India, of course, as you know, cremation is very widely practiced. Usually they don't bury their dead, they burn them. So the burning ground is a symbol, yet another symbol, of transmutation. The burning ground is, as it were, the gateway between two worlds, the lower world, this earth, the higher world, if you like, the world of the heavens. Now remember that in the East I've seen this quite clearly a number of times. I remember one occasion, one particular cremation in which I participated, where I officiated in fact. It was a friend of mine who had died, a very old lady. Her children were also friends of mine. So we took the body at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a lorry. We took it down to the River Teesta, down from Kalimpong, and the body was cremated on the banks of the River Teesta, and we set fire to the pyre with the body on it just as the sun was setting. And it was very, in a way, beautiful. That one had all the four elements there. There was earth, that is the river bank, earth, then there was water, the river flowing by. There's fire, of course, fire was there burning the corpse. And there was air, there was the sky, and as the sun set, the stars came out. And I think I can say I have rarely, if ever, seen a more beautiful scene than this. The water and the earth below, the sky above, and in between the fire, the pyre burning with the corpse on it. One could see very clearly how the fire and the pyre were symbols of transmutation. The gateway, as it were, from one world, a lower world, to a higher world. One could literally see the physical body being transmuted by the fire into something subtler, into smoke, into ash, which was eventually just blown away. The last ashes are usually thrown into the river and nothing is left. The transmutation, the transformation is complete. So the graveyard, the cremation ground, symbolizes something of this, the transmutation of the lower into the higher, transmutation of the individual, the human mind, into the higher mind, the universal consciousness. But why eight graveyards in the mandala? Why eight? All these numbers have a significance in Buddhism. The eight graveyards, or eight cremation, or burning grounds, represent the eight vijnanas, the eight discriminative consciousnesses. And as we saw in the third lecture, these eight vijnanas must all be transformed and transmuted into the five wisdoms.